Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for a devotion for today.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest droughts and storms.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. If you can hear my voice this morning, this is one beautiful reason to be thankful. I wanted to just lift up your voices wherever you are and whatever you are doing. That should not deny you the opportunity to be able to show gratitude to the King of Glory. Unto you, multi-visible Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for the special privilege, the gift of life that cannot be bought or sold. We want to appreciate you. Accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. We get to dive into the deep revelation in the Word of God. The Lord gets to speak to us and in turn we get to listen, we get to grow, we get to build ourselves in the faith, and we get to be ministered to. If you've been very frequent on the show, then you know what time it is. It's time to share this link. Send this link to somebody and invite them to this platform. Let them be a partaker of today's blessings. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 21st day in the month of February 2025. It's a beautiful new day. And indeed, we are grateful and excited to be in the presence of our Maker. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, Jehovah Sikenu. Jehovah Sikenu. Our aim for today is taken from Aim 10 from our manual, Aim 10, In Christ Alone. In Christ alone. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 1 to chapter 2. Our memory verse is taken from Romans chapter 10 verse 4. Romans chapter 10 verse 4, which says, For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Romans chapter 10 verse 4. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Our Bible reading is taken from the book of Romans chapter 8 from verse 1 to 11. Romans chapter 8 from verse 1 to 11. Are you with your Bibles now? Romans chapter 8 from verse 1 to 11. From verse 1 it reads, There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak, to the flesh God did by sending His Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, the righteousness requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not work according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, the book of Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 6 says, in his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall draw safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Jehovah Sikenu means the Lord our righteousness. All our righteousness comes from God. He is the source and standard of righteousness. If you are not righteous before him, then you are not righteous. The world is not our standard. The Lord is. Once you become a child of God, he puts his Spirit within you, and he begins to work in you to fulfill his perfect will. Philippians chapter 2 verse 13. He begins to guide you and show you the right ways to do things. Before I surrendered my life to Christ and became sanctified, my heart was so hard that I did not know what it meant to cry. For example, I happened to be the favorite son of my biological father because I was his last son. And I really did love him too. But when he died, I did not cry. However, when the Holy Spirit came into me, he made my heart tender. He taught me how my heart should be and the right way to respond to things. Now when I see people crying, tears will often begin to well up in my eyes too. I am no longer hard-hearted because the Holy Spirit has shown me and is still showing me my Heavenly Father's righteous, loving, and compassionate ways of doing things. Knowing God as your righteousness will set you free from trying to please him by your power. The Bible says that it is not by power, nor by might, but by my Spirit, by the Spirit of the Lord. We can find that in Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. Our God is a good Father. He shows us his ways and gives us his Spirit to help us follow them perfectly. It is not by how many laws and commandments you can keep, but by how yielded you are to the Holy Spirit. Beloved, the Bible makes it clear that Christ has been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. That we can find in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30. Since Christ has become our righteousness, we can no longer live for ourselves. When we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our righteousness, we receive the empowerment of his Spirit to stop making provisions for the flesh to commit sin. That you can find in Romans 13 verse 14. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, when you surrender your life to Jesus Christ, it becomes your righteousness and it gives you the Holy Spirit to guide you. When you surrender your life to Jesus Christ, it becomes your righteousness and it gives you the Holy Spirit to guide you. May we experience the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us today. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisefellowshradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisefellowshradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. And it is absolutely free. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, to remain blessed. Bye-bye.